gases. So in this picture here, which is a more schematic view of the nitrogen cycling, we can see our leguminous plants have got the rhizobium at their roots, and they're then fixing the atmospheric nitrogen, transforming it into ammonium. Nitrosomonas to nitrites, nitrites to nitrates, and the nitrates then are picked up by organisms. Now the case here, we have got a vole, which is what this thing is here, sampling some earthworms. I don't know why, that's right, I think there was a vole in the picture around the back, so I thought I'd better put a real picture of the vole in. Nitrites are being cycled back via the denitrification process to N2O, and N2O is one of these red-hot greenhouse gases. So on a mole-per-mole basis, they're far more important than carbon dioxide. So if we know very little about the fluxes of these sort of gases, then we're incorrectly able to estimate how much global warming's occurring. So Paul Nelson is actually working with me. We're measuring these sort of gases in the lab upstairs. He's doing a project down at Bahana Creek where he's measuring the fluxes out of those soils. We've been doing similar sort of stuff up at Cape Trib for the rainforest. And the thing is, this needs to be done all around the globe in lots of different ecosystems to try and estimate the fluxes. Sometimes you get interesting stories, so I'm expecting out of Bahana Creek they'll get quite an interesting story because it's quite a wet sort of a system. In contrast, I've got colleagues up in Darwin who've been doing the same thing for a savanna over the course of a year. They just analysed their results, they found they got absolutely no nitrous oxide fluxes for a whole year, which is a pretty boring story after a year of measurements, but that's what the savanna system's actually doing, so it's not a major contributor.